Hey, this is Trey with the Home Buying Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that throughout this episode and series, you'll hear us talk about how when you use our service, you'll get a free home warranty. We've actually improved that offer. So now, rather than getting a free home warranty, we're going to give you $1,000 that you can use towards your home purchase. You can still use that to purchase a home warranty if you want, or you could also use it towards your down payment or closing cost. So to get started, use the links below.
In this episode, we will discuss a lot of the same information we might with a home buyer during their initial home buying consultation. The point of this episode is to give you an overview of the entire process. In the following episodes, we will focus on a particular aspect of the home buying process and explore it in more depth. For now, we will touch on pre-approval, home search, making an offer, once your offer is accepted, and some common questions home buyers have.
Welcome to the Home Buying Podcast. This is a nine-part podcast to learn about buying a home created by our team at HomePleet. I'm Trey.
And I'm Cindy. If you're buying a home, we have an amazing free service to ensure you work with an expert real estate agent, whether you're moving down the street or across the country.
To access all nine episodes, the workbook we made to go along with this podcast, and our free service, visit homebuyingpodcast.com. Just a quick note, this podcast was written to help give a basic understanding of the home buying process, but things do change based on the location, which is why we help you to work with a great real estate agent who can properly advise you through your home purchase.
There are two ways you can start the process of buying your home. You could either start the process of getting pre-approved for a loan so that you know how much home you can afford, or you could start with hiring a real estate agent and they can recommend some lenders who they have experience successfully working with. When you decide you need a real estate agent, our free service can connect you with one whether you are moving down the street or across the country. Whichever way you choose, you'll need to know how much home you can afford early on. There are a lot of options where you can get a mortgage loan from which we'll discuss more in the next episode, but you should know that we recommend you work with a local lender. If you use a bank or a credit union, you may see hundreds of locations nearby, but the actual mortgage department could be out of state where they don't know and can't focus on the local market the way that a local lender can. In addition to that, when the lender hires an appraiser, they may hire an appraiser from another part of the state who doesn't know the actual market of that neighborhood. If all of this sounds confusing right now, I promise we'll go into more detail throughout this podcast. You're going to need to start preparing for everything your lender will ask for, which is pretty much everything except your thumbprint. They will want information on your finances, from your income statements, bank statements, checking and savings accounts, your retirement, and any investment accounts. I would start gathering all that information and putting it into a central location so that when it's time to get pre-approved, you can submit it to your lender. We'll explain these more in the next episode, and you can access a checklist of these items in our workbook. In addition to that, if you are a cash saver, I would recommend depositing that cash if you're going to use it for your down payment on your home. And the reason is the lender needs to have a paper trail on where that cash came from.
Let's talk about your home search. I think at this point, everyone is familiar with Zillow, but not with how it works. When a real estate agent is hired to list a home for sale, they list it on the MLS, which stands for the Multiple Listing Service. By last count, there are more than 500 MLSs in the country, and it used to be that Zillow was not directly connected to them, which caused delays in this information. If you ever saw a home for sale on Zillow, just to have a real estate agent tell you that it's already under contract, that's probably why. This has begun to change, but Zillow's level of connection and types of information they receive varies with each MLS. Why does this matter? If you are in a market where homes are selling quickly, you will understand the importance of having accurate information about homes for sale. The truth is, if you're casually looking at homes online, Zillow is great and some of their recent marketing even highlights that. If you are seriously in the market to buy a home, you will want your real estate agent to set you up on a home search that is connected directly to the MLS. To give you a better idea of the difference, let's look at how home searches work here in Northern Virginia. If a home is listed in the MLS as coming soon, that means it will be on the market for sale within the next few weeks. During this time, you can't visit the property, but you can read about it online, see pictures if they've been added, and know how much it will be listed for. However, coming soon properties are not made available to third-party websites, and that includes Zillow. This means the only way to know about these coming soon properties is to be working with a real estate agent and have them set you up on a search. Now, this is not to bash Zillow at all. They've revolutionized the way people search for homes and view homes for sale, and rightfully deserve kudos for that. This is simply to say that it is not the end-all, be-all source of information. Additionally, whether you're on Zillow or any other home search site, take their home value estimates with a grain of salt. For starters, they are estimates. They are pretty clear about that, and they should be treated as such. More importantly, it doesn't matter what they say. It matters what the market says and what the seller accepts. You can argue with the seller until your face is blue about how you won't pay more than what the online estimate said the home is worth, but ultimately, if the seller doesn't accept your offer, you aren't getting the home. This leads us to current local market conditions. This is usually described as either a buyer's market or a seller's market, which means who the market is in favor of. For example, as of writing this episode, we are in a seller's market. Although interest rates are at record lows, the number of homes for sale are also at record lows. So we see houses selling very quickly because buyers can get great interest rates, but there are not a lot of homes for them to buy. One of the most valuable things your real estate agent can do for you is help you understand the local market conditions so that you can make informed decisions about your offer. Part of that advice, especially in a competitive market, may be to offer above list price. If so, discuss the data your agent is using to make that recommendation so you can understand it as well.
This is important because you will need to make these decisions yourself. Your agent cannot make decisions for you. They will write the contract the way you want it written and can only advise you and let you know what it will take to win the offer. We will go into more depth about making an offer in episode 6 and what cost and fees you should expect during your purchase in episode 4. You'll have an opportunity to have a home inspection after your offer has been accepted, as we will discuss in episode 6. If something major comes up during home inspection and you can't negotiate it with the seller, you may be able to get out of your home purchase with no penalties. Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, don't let concerns about potential issues scare you from making an offer on a home you like. A home inspection is an affordable way to have a licensed professional look for and recommend solutions to any potential concerns. You may even be able to get the seller to make the repairs that you request. So what happens if your home inspection goes great? You move into your new home and suddenly your showers become ice baths because the hot water heater stopped working. Having a home warranty can help save you a lot of money in these situations. And when you use our free service to find a real estate agent to help you buy your home, we'll pay for your home warranty for the first year in your new home. Visit homebuyingpodcast.com to get started. In episode 8, we'll talk more about home inspections and home warranties and how these can play into your home search strategy, as well as when you write your offer. That gives you an overview of the steps involved with buying a home. But before you go on to the next episode to learn about getting pre-approved for a mortgage, I want to answer a common question buyers have during our initial consultations. Do I have to pay my real estate agent? Real estate agents are usually paid a commission once the home is sold. Typically speaking, we see their seller pay the commission for the listing agent as well as for the buyer's agent. This means you don't pay your agent out of pocket. This is a great question, and we encourage you to confirm it with your real estate agent, as well as any admin or processing fees that may occur. But the overwhelming majority of the time, this is the case.
We hope you found this helpful. If so, please let us know by leaving us a review. If you still have questions, please visit homebuyingpodcast.com, where our team will answer your questions.
Remember, whether you are moving down the street or across the country, our free service will connect you with a qualified expert real estate agent. Go to homebuyingpodcast.com to get started.